Blog Talk Radio. Fleming, how you doing on Throwback Thursday, my brother?
I am good, man. How are you?
Yes, I do love what I feel. And this music is good. That groove, man, oh man, Chaka Khan, Rufus, Chaka Khan, all that good stuff. Man, they're putting it down, man. That was some great music back in the day. And it felt so good. And when I hear it right now, it reminds me of the clubs when I was younger. And we were jamming this music. Oh, man. And everybody thought they had the dance. They thought they had the move. And my. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. It's been a while since I got a chance to talk to you. So I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How's the weather down there?
Freezing. We have freezing rain right now as we speak. So I'm on the I just came inside to try to, you know, to, because I'm actually leaving on the road. So we're about to take off.
Be careful about that grid. You know, that whole, you know, with Texas and that grid, man, there was a lot of controversy, you know, with be on that little power grid where everything was shut off. So be careful down there. But you said you're heading on the road. But again, for all you Texas, all you Texans that's listening, man, just be safe out there. And if you're getting, you know, that freezing weather down there, be careful, man. You know, sometimes, you know, politicians ain't about the people sometimes, but it is what it is. Don't let me go there.
He's right. You know, this is the thing, though. We have to remember that we are in Texas. We have a power grid that is weak. It's not good, and for some reason our governor is not coinciding with their surrounding states to work together. So when one state is having a hard time, the other states will lend power and support. But Texas thinks, we don't need any support when we really do. And we're the ones that had our grid go down and not the other states. So it's just really some very bad decisions when it comes to the power grid. So, but we're good, and we're only traveling inside of the state, so we'll still be under the power of the power grid here in Texas. Yeah. So, but you know, but the bottom line is God has all the power, so we're good to go, and we're not really worried about it. Worst case scenario, we'll get in our car. If there's no heat inside, we'll go get the car and drive back home.
If you got a generator, most likely you probably have to utilize that also. So, you know, make sure you got some gas, you know, generator.
The facility that we're going to does. It's a beautiful facility. It's called Wyndham. It's a timeshare. It's my wife's birthday weekend.
Oh, timeshare. So look how hoity-toity.
So we're going up there. We've been involved in the timeshare since the 90s. So we're going up there. we're going up to Wyndham and hang out there at a beautiful hotel. We always stay there. And so, you know, we love it. And I'm taking her to Lake Travis for a lunch birthday tomorrow. And so she's going to be turning.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We plan on having a good time. Now, also, the weather is breaking today. So today is really the last bit of the bad weather, and so it should be finishing up sometime today. It's still going to get cold. I'm starting to sound like a newscaster here. It's still going to get cold in the evenings, but for the most part, we're going to be breaking 60s, 70s by the weekend and stuff, so we'll be good to go. And right now, what we're dealing with is the most dangerous part is that now that we're above the freeze a little bit, we're just above, freeze is 32 degrees, and we're at 35 degrees. So what's happening is that the ice is melting. That's dangerous. When the ice is melting, it starts falling from anywhere, and it could slide off your roof and kill you. It could be a big plate of glass, so you got to be careful. All the listeners in Texas, like Don Fleming said, please pay attention, be careful, and take care of yourselves and your family. But listen, it's Throwback Thursday, and we want to get into some good music. We got Rocky Robbins, Don's artist, favorite artist in the back, one of his favorite artists in the background doing his thing.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I
yeah.
produced that song. I produced that. Let's turn it up a little bit. All right. So that's Rocky Robbins, that you finally found the one. And so anyway, guys, so Don, anything else on your heart? As we got our special guest today, do you know who that is?
Oh, man. Yeah, you got Steve Arrington coming up, man.
Yes. How you know? Don's all on top of the show. Yes.
Well,
Steve,
you know,
Arrington.
I got a chance to, you know, on my radio show, I had a chance to talk to him and shout out to his wife at the time. You know, shout out to his wife for hooking it up the interview. What a cool brother, man. What an amazing brother.
Yeah, yes, you guys. We're going to, this is going to be fun. You're going to enjoy this interview with him. He's a good brother, and he likes to have fun and stuff. So come on, just tune in. He'll be coming on in the middle of the hour here, in the middle of our show. And so come on and tune in and give everybody a chance to just get warmed up, get in their seats. And, you know, some people are late coming to the show. And so give y'all some time to get in, because most of the time our interviews start at the top of the show. So we're going to give you some time to get in your seats and get your grub, just depending on where you are. Some of my friends are working in their office, and they use their computer as their radio. And so much love to you guys, and God bless you. To all of our friends, Julian, much love, sweetheart. Stay warm. I know you over there in Detroit. Whoa, Michigan, Lord, you know it's cold there.
He's a Michigander. That's what they call them. They're Michiganders.
Yeah, yeah. And as I, you know, over there in the UK, it gets really cold. I didn't know that it, but it gets really cold over there. So to all of our friends in the UK, and stay warm. And I met some ladies last week that was clients of Greg's in his hair shop. And so we want to give a shout out to those ladies over there as well. Much love to you, ladies. God bless you. Take care of yourselves and stay warm. And so anyway, guys, so you want to get going, Don? Should we get going with this music?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, guys. So here we go. We're kicking out Throwback Thursday. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr., thank you so much.
My dreams, and I'll be all you need. should be. Girl, you know it seems. Life is full of complete. I love this truth because of you. You're doing what you do. Yeah.
here, having a good time here on Soul Records Radio, and I am chatting with my buddy Dana Myers. What's up, Mr. Myers? Hope you are doing well, my brother, and thank you so much for your kind words. We are jamming here at Soul Records Radio. We are trying to have a good time. We have a very powerful, funky artist coming up, and so we want to make sure that, you know, we stay in that lane, so to speak, right? We hope you all are doing well around the globe. Hope things are good for you. We thank you for tuning in to Soul Art Records Radio today. We love you and appreciate you so much, man. And we're just trying to have a good time here. So kick back, relax, and enjoy the music. Our artist is coming up shortly. So Steve Arrington from Slave coming up shortly. Kick back and enjoy on Soul Art Records Radio. God bless you.
Know that I love you, baby. Tell me how you love me more, and how you think I'm sexy, babe. But you don't want nobody else. You don't want this guy, you don't want that guy. You wanna touch yourself when you see me. Tell me how you love my body, and how I make you feel, babe. You wanna roll with me, you wanna hold with me, you wanna stay warm and get out of the cold with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. Tell me you depend on me. I need to hear it. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know? Shape. Baby, you're the perfect way. Treat me like my birthday. I want it this way, I want it that way. I want it. Tell me you don't want me to stop. Tell me it would break your heart that you love me and all my dirty. You wanna roll with me, you wanna hold with me, you wanna make eyes and get no reason world with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. I'm lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? Cause you will tell me.
Our interview is just about to start here, guys, so I want y'all to kick back and relax and enjoy this interview with us here on Soul Art Records Radio. I hope that it will be a blessing to you as we enjoy this brother and his music, Steve Arrington from the group Slave. Here we go, guys. Let's get going.
Steve, how you doing, my brother?
Doing well, DA. What's up? What's up, Wardell?
What's up?
Yes, it's great to be on the show tonight. Thanks for having me.
Good oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for taking out your time to come on with us as we are. And it's real interesting, you know, because as we were talking, we're actually celebrating the legacy of Black Radio during the month of February. And so when Wardell had mentioned that you wanted to come on, I just thought it would be real good, because I know you were involved, well, you're still involved now, but you were very involved in the music industry during a time when on-air radio personalities still had some freedom, you know, in terms of their music selection. So I just thought it was real appropriate. So how's the weather up there, man?
Well, I'm in Chicago, and I was here Monday when the blizzard started. I was supposed to head back to Ohio, but I didn't make it back because the blizzard stopped me. I have a show in Chicago Saturday, tomorrow. So I said, hey, you know what, I might as well stay here, because the first two or three days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, hey, man, it was going nowhere. So I just decided to stay. And it was amazing. I went out just to see what it looked like. The snow, it was so high, it was covering vehicles. All you could see is just a little bit of the top. It was amazing. Okay. So it was a record-breaking thing. Plus, the wind was 70 miles an hour. Check that out.
Oh,
wow.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, that's
20
not
inches
good.
Of and snow and winds up to 70 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me say this, and then we're going to jump right in and start this great conversation. But it's really interesting. You're in Chicago, and the on-air personality that we actually talked about tonight, Herb Kent, he was out of Chicago. So we kind of covered early Chicago radio. And here
okay.
you are. You're from Chicago. That's a good
right.
thing. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. So let's go ahead and get this conversation started, man. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, you know, what you've done, and a little later on we'll jump to what you're doing now, and we'll just go ahead and let this thing roll.
All right. Well, hey, I'm from Dayton, Ohio. Actually, though, I was born in Chicago, Great Lakes Naval Base. Moved to Dayton when I was just a little homie. Came up in the Dayton scene with Lakeside, Ohio players. I joined Slave. All the great bands, Dayton, Sun, Vesta Williams. I mean, I can just go on. Heatwave, the mighty 70s to mid-80s run that the Dayton scene had. I come up out of that. I was lead vocalist and the drummer for Slave, but I didn't join Slave until 79. Prior to that, I went out to California right when I left high school, and I hooked up with the Escovedo family. I played drums with Coke Escovedo, who was one of the percussionists with Santana, and then joined his brother and his niece, who Sheila E., and played Latin music. Before I came back to Dayton and joined Slave. So I was playing Latin music, straight up salsa, big band, Latin music, 17-piece Latin salsa band in San Francisco prior to coming back to Dayton to join Slave. And that was in 77, the year that Slave put out Slide. So, yeah, that's how I got started in the game. I came up through Dayton in the talent show era. Got all the bands, went out as soon as I graduated, went out to San Francisco. And it's something about that. There are a lot of Dayton bands who went out to the West Coast. Platypus, another band from Dayton, who had a record or two out. Vesta Williams went out to L.A. Lakeside went out to L.A. And I went to San Francisco and got immediately plugged in with the Escovedo family.
Wow. You got some history there, my brother.
Yeah, you know, it's real cool.
Hey, well, listen, Steve, what I want to do is, this is Wardell, man. And what I want to do, I'm going to back up just for a tad, and we're going to take it from the beginning. Like,
Well, basically, man, I just remember my mother and them having parties, you know, and I loved music. I used to watch the labels on the records, and they played a game. They noticed I would just stare at the records. Now, I couldn't read the titles. When they had their parties, when they wanted to freak out my aunts and uncles and their friends, they would tell me the name of a song, and I would know it by the label. So I would put the records on, and they would, you know, have me dancing and whatnot. I just loved music from the jump, and I would play on pots and pans, you know, with little sticks, whatever I had around the house, until my grandparents bought me my first drum set. And I started playing around the age of seven. And I joined my brother's band called the Soul Agents. I was a little percussion cat. I was a little guy in the band. They were in high school. And, you know, all I can remember is my love for drums. I remember the first tune that I really thought I really wanted to learn and get down with was James Brown, Cold Sweat. When I came up, you had to have your Cold Sweat beat together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Brown was the first situation for me where I felt like, yo, man, I got to get my drum thing together. And what a way to start, because Brown had some of the best drumming to this day of all time.
Yep.
I mean, Clyde Stubblefield and on and on. Jabbo. So that was how I first got into it, was listening to Brown records. Eventually got me a Slingerland drum set. And, hey, man, I took off from there and started looking at a lot of the older guys that, like I said, my brother had a band and watching them in the basement. That's how I got started.
Okay, and then when you started merging into the professional realm, how did that happen for you?
Well, basically, there was a venue in Dayton called the Lakeview Palladium, and all the acts that came into town would go to that venue. And I played with a local band called the So Illusions and Eluders, which was basically a band backing up a singing group, and we were doing cover songs. But the cool thing about it, we always did the opening act for all the bands that came into town, like Spider Turner, Emma Franklin, the Five Stair Steps, Jerry Butler, Joe Tex. We would always be the opening band. And so I would see all these hot drummers and performers, and I was in the eighth grade at the time. And so, man, I'd come back to school, man, and they had just seen me at the show. I mean, I had mad juice when I was in, you know, junior high, in eighth grade, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I had mad love. And so a lot of the older musicians really started to, you know, take a liking to me. And so a lot of them started to show me things. And so I started end up being on, like I said, a lot of these talent shows and Battle of the Bands with guys at that time, Lakeside, Cats from Sun. And I was kind of like the young cat, the young drummer in the group. And they, you know, they showed me a lot. I came up through that. As soon as I graduated from high school, like I said, Lakeside had went to California. Platypus had went to California. All of those guys were 4 to 5 years older than me. And so, you know, to continue on in that legacy, I felt that, you know, when I got to that place to graduate, I was going to go to California as well. So, you know, the Dayton scene, let me tell you, the talent shows and the Battle of the Bands were so serious. They'd be backed up. People would be backed up lines back around corners. It was like going to major shows. And you see, eventually, all these bands end up being professional bands out of Dayton and hitting the charts, and none of them sounded alike. Everybody was totally different. So that's how I came up through the ranks, and then, like I said, went out to San Francisco.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, I was just listening. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking how that story that you just told about, you know, how you came up, you were influenced by, you know, James Brown and the Joe Texas, all of these guys who really had good musicians and was basically mentored in the industry, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking how many young artists kind of don't get that nowadays. You know, they don't have the opportunity. You know, you had the Lakeside Palladium here. We had the Uptown Theater in Philadelphia. You know, there was the Apollo in New York and all across the country. You know, there were these great venues, you know, that groups would come into. And those of us who were coming up in music at that time had the opportunity, you know, to sit and watch these tremendous musicians to get that inspiration. And it's so lacking today in so much of our music, you know. So, but that's a whole nother conversation there. But now, do you know, let me ask you a question. Do you know Robert Neal, Bip?
With Robert Neal.
Yeah, he was with a group called Fazo.
I know the cats from Fazo. but his name, he probably had a nickname.
His nickname was Bip.
Yeah, Bip. Absolutely. I knew it was a nickname up in there somewhere. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, all those cats. As a matter of fact, the drummer with Fazo who did all those tracks, Riding High, all those joints, was the drummer that played on Weak in the Knees, the track you just played, Roger Parker.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Dodge wow. played drums on Weak in the Knees, absolutely, which was the drummer with Fazo. Toe Jam, yeah, Breaking the Funk, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Riding High,
that's
Riding High, yep.
Oh yeah, that's amazing. It is a very small world. It gets even smaller because I know when we were talking last night, you know, and I made mention to you. I said, man, I hadn't seen you in years. You know, I don't know if you thought I was talking about at a gig or something, but we actually used to live in the same apartment complex years ago. We used to, you know, sit out by the swimming pool while kids were swimming and just talk.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when you first mentioned that, I thought you was going to say a gig. When you mentioned the apartment complex, I was like, whoa. Yeah,
yeah.
Man, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those were cool times as well.
Yeah, it really was. It really was.
Can you tell me? Go ahead,
Waddell. Go ahead.
No, I want to know. I'm getting ready to move. I want to know how he got with Slave. That's what I'm trying to get to. How did you hook up with Slave?
Well, when we were on the local scene, there was a band that we had together after I left my brothers. See, I started out playing with a lot of older musicians, right? Then what I did, I started playing with the younger musicians that were coming up behind me. And so we had a group called Young Mystics. And in that group was Mark Adams, the bass player of Slave, Floyd Miller, the trombone player of Slave, Tom Lockett, the saxophone player, and also in school at Roth High School, where we all went to school, Mark Hicks, Drat was there, and Danny Webster. Now, we're talking about five members that were in Slave. Now, three of us were in bands together, but the other two, we used to be in sixth period, which was our music class, and I remember Mark Adams, Danny Webster, and Drat. What we would do, we would all go into this room in sixth period towards the end of the period when they said we had a little time to ourselves, and we would all sit up there and jam Graham Central Station, because at that time, all the bass players and the guitar players was trying to get their Larry Graham together, and they was trying to get their Freddie Stone together from Sly. That was really hot at that time, and we would be back there. And then for me at that time as a drummer, I hadn't moved now into another genre. I still was in my funk mode, but I had started to get into this fusion thing. So my whole thing was about Billy Cobham at that time. I had just started moving into fusion.
Mm.
So we'd be back there again just getting our thing together, playing. And then eventually what happened, I went to San Francisco. Mark, Floyd, Drac, Danny, they went to Ed Lockett. They went to, what happened, Stevie Washington, who was the original leader of Slave, came down to Dayton. He was the nephew of Pee-wee of the Ohio Players. And he would go on the road with them doing their roadie thing, and he would sometimes play trumpet. He came to Dayton. He and Drac wanted to start a new band. Now, I had left and gone to California, right? They joined together, the guys that were with the Young Mystics, and then brought Danny and Drac, who all of us used to jam together. They formed Slave. Boom. They hit with Slide. Now, check this out. I'm in San Francisco. I'm listening to the radio. Now, I'm playing with the Escovedos. And with that band, mind you, with that 17-piece salsa band, this was an all-star band because Billy Cobham was the drummer of that band. He left that band, and I joined. Now, here's my hero, and I'm following Billy on drums. Oh, my goodness. You feel me?
Oh,
but the featured guitar player on that tour was Carlos Santana. So you had all these people who left their bands to join this tour with the Escovedos. Oh, it was amazing. But getting back to the Slave hookup, I did a tour with the Escovedos. The original drummer, who used to be the drummer in my brother's band that I used to listen to when I used to sit on the stairs in our basement, Tim Dozier, also known as Tiny.
Okay.
He left the group. Then was called because Slave came out to California, gave me a call and said, hey, man, what's going on? And I said, hey, I'm out here with the Escovedos doing my thing. The tour's about to wind down. And they said, hey, man, we're thinking about making a drum change, man. This was Mark Adams, the bass player. He says, hey, man, why don't you come back to Ohio and join the band? And so I did, which rehearsals then at that time, they moved to New Jersey, where Stevie Washington was from, East Orange particularly. And I went up to Jersey, joined the band, and boom, first thing we did, I remember, we started kicking, boom, and we started doing Stellar Funk right off the top. It was an awesome thing because Adams and I, some of the band members, we had already played together. So there was a chemistry that we already had because we had played together before. Now, here's a funny story about this. I'm on the plane. I get off. I bring my drum set, right? I open up my cases, man. I'm excited, getting ready to join Slave. I just played this salsa music. Now I'm getting ready to do this funk, get back into this funk. Open my bass drum case, and it was split right down the seam. I pulled it out of the case, and it was split wide open right down the seam. I said, But the good thing, Tiny was still in the band. He hadn't left yet. He had given his notice. And so I was able to play on his drums. But I was a little disappointed when they was like, yeah, man, let's get it cracking. And I pulled my bass drum out, and it had split up
literally
the scene. So I'm like, oh, okay. But, yeah, that's how we got started.
Wow.
That's
a story, man.
That is heavy. I tell you what, let's take a little music break and come back. Because you did some things after you left that was as hot. And, we want to get into that and we want to find out everything that you're doing now because, it's just good to know that outstanding musicians like yourself are still around, still kicking, still putting out the good music. And it's just a good thing, man. And we're having a wonderful conversation with Mr. Steve Arrington. We'll be back in just a moment or two.
You better look out.
My brother, that is funky.
Oh, man, that's John. I had to do it, Steve. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm feeling you.
Oh, man. What you got, Ward?
Based off of just that, you know, and actually the first track that DA played, I need to know, how did you go, and I know DA wants to know this too because, you know, we both drummers. How did you go from being the drummer up to the lead vocalist?
Well, actually, it was I got hired to be exclusively the drummer. Singing really wasn't in the package. But what I did do in between, before I actually went out to California, I went out to California once, came back and joined a lounge band called the Murphys out of Toledo. The bass player, Clifford Murphy, played with everybody, Ellington, Count Basie. He was part of the house band of Baker's, a great Detroit venue for jazz. And everybody came through there. He had a lounge act that was doing a lot of Vegas-type music, and also jazz. He also did some pop things, but, you know, they were pop music that sort of had a jazz sort of feel to it. So I did that for a while and started touring with the Murphys. And, again, like I said, went back to California. That's when I hooked up with the Escovedos, came back to Dayton. We did the Stellar Funk album, and like I said, that was the first song that I had did with Slave, and it's the only song on the concept album that I'm playing drums on. Tim Dozier is playing drums on the rest of the album, and I'm playing percussion because then I got turned on as my mentor, Coke Escovedo, and then Pete and Sheila, being around them, I started getting into congas and in timbales, which in the Midwest now, Latin music and Spanish presence is all around the country. But at that time, it was only on the East Coast and the West Coast where you found a lot of Latin brothers and sisters. In the Midwest, you didn't hear the music, nor did you see the brothers and sisters who had moved into the Midwest yet. So when I came back from California playing Latin percussion, I was unique in that way at that time. So we're in the studio, right? We're doing the Just a Touch of Love record. Now, I'd done the first album, The Concept, and I did a vocal on that album, Coming Soon. I did a bridge. Come inside my love cabin. That was the first line of the bridge to Coming Soon. And they was feeling what I was doing, but Slave was sort of like a group like Lakeside, even more like the Temptations, where they had a different verses, different people would sing. If you listen to Slide, you had different singers on Slide. But Danny Webster was the primary singer. Long story short about it, we're in the studio doing the Just a Touch of Love album with the track Just a Touch of Love. Danny left the studio for 2 weeks. We didn't know what happened to him, where he went. He just disappeared. Well, it turns out we found out later he had to go back to Dayton. There were some things going on back there that he had to straighten out. But we didn't know at the time what was going on, and we had the track done, but we were working on the vocals, and he was going to be the primary vocalist for that song, we thought. So we're all just sitting around. At that time, now remember, Kurt Jones, who went to Aura with Stevie Washington when he left the band before I did, and Starlina Young, who we called Star, who is now married to JT of Kool & the Gang, they were also in the band, and they came Star came a little before I did, and Kurt Jones came a little after I did. So there was three new vocalists in the band who still, primarily me, was about being a drummer. So Danny's gone. We're sitting there, just sitting, wasting hours in the studio, wasting money. And so Jimmy Douglas, who was the producer of Slave at that time, who's gone on to do a lot of engineering on a lot of stuff with Timberland and did some Aaliyah records and so on and so forth. But here we go. He says, listen, guys, somebody go to the mic and sing something because Danny's gone and let's just figure out, because we felt the track was a hit. So everyone goes to the mic and they tell me to go up last because, you know, I was the drummer. Kurt and Star were singers. So, you know, they were going to get first crack at it. I wasn't even looking to get a crack at it. So I'm at the mic. He said, you try something, Steve. I said, oh, okay. I'm like, he's like, yo, man, hold up. Do that again. I'm like, yeah. I didn't have any words, right? I'm just at the mic coming up with something. They're like, yo, man, that melody is, wait a minute, man, that's different. That's different. I'm like, yo, you feeling that? He said, man, hey, man, go to the hotel. Come back tomorrow. Give us some words, and let's see where that's going to go. Make me shine just a little bit. So I'm going into that whole thing, right? And they're like, yo, man, that's different. And they was deciding whether it was too different or not. They was like, we like it, but it's not anything like what we was doing before. We're going with it. And so we did the song. Danny came back, like I said, about 2 weeks later. He was like, he was feeling it. He did the bridge section to it. And the next thing I know, we turned it into Atlantic. And there's like, yo, man, that's the Slay. That's the new sound. They dropped it with Touch of Love. And the next thing I know, I'm singing lead. And at first I was singing from the drums. And then they say, hey, man, you got to come out front. And that's when we got Roger Parker, who was playing with Faze, used to play with Faze, to be the drummer at that time with Slave, and then he went on to be with Steve Arrington's Hall of Fame. But it was purely by accident that I became the primary lead vocalist. And then, now here's a great story. If you want me to continue with this round right here, if you want me to continue. Okay.
By all means.
We did that album. Boom. It blew up, man. And I'm singing lead. I'm going, whoa, man, I didn't see this coming nowhere in life. You feel me? I mean, I was the drummer guy. I was cool with that. Next thing I know, I'm singing lead. I'm like, man, so how do you do this? So I'm watching Charlie Wilson. I'm like, I'm going to do what Charlie Wilson does. I'm talking about performing because okay. I didn't know how to front a band. You know, I was always the drummer. I'm watching, okay, Charlie Wilson and JT, and I'm watching all these cats we're on the road with. But here's when you were talking about when DJs had power. We did this next record, which was the Stone Jam album, with the first single, and people don't know this, the first single. Now, we were in an interesting place because Slave first came out, boom, Slide, right? That was a huge hit. Then we come back two albums later with three albums later, well, actually, it was the fourth album. We come back with a new sound with Just a Touch of Love. Now, Atlantic doesn't know, do we continue with this new sound or do we continue with Slide, the first thing we did? So the first track off of that Stone Jam album was Sizzling Hot, which was reminiscent of the Slide era, okay? Okay. Now, check this out, talking about DJs with power. Frankie Crocker, the great DJ at BLS in New York, said, I'm not playing Sizzling Hot. I'm going to play Watching You.
Wow.
Sizzling Hot had been out 2 weeks. Frankie wouldn't play it. And at that time, he was the biggest DJ in the world.
That's right.
He said, I'm going on watching you. He had so much power. The rest of the
right.
country was saying, well, whatever Frankie says is the hit, we're going on that. Atlantic
That's
had
it.
To pull Sizzling Hot. That
yep.
was out there 2 weeks. And went on watching you, and the country went on watching you because Frankie broke that record and went against Atlantic and said, that's not the single. This is the single. And he was right because along with Sly for Slave, watching you was the next really big, along with Just a Touch, but watching you even more, I'd say, is the big signature song for the Slave catalog along with Sly.
Yeah,
and
that's
that was
true.
Totally a DJ-driven record because Frankie Crocker said, I'm going to go on watching you to continue the sound that was started with Just a Touch of Love.
That's powerful. That is
yes.
so powerful. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, because I hear that story a lot, you know, you know, hearing about the older DJ that said, well, you know, the company would send us a song, man, and tell us to play the A side. We flip it over and play the B side and break it.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they play based on their ear, you know, and that's a powerful story. You're going from drummer to front man, you know, I mean, that's amazing. I tell you what I want to do right here. I want to take another little short break because I did put a small medley together. And then when we come back to that, I want to hear all about what you're doing now. And I can tell now from the time on the show, we're going to have to get you back and just block a night and we just go for it. I can tell that right now. Absolutely. So I tell you, let's take a short break and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Watching you.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It's party time.
Yeah,
man. It is on.
It is on. My goodness. It is showtime.
Man,
my
God.
That's what we
fun playing drums on them joints, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
Would say that again?
That's what we used to play on the dark radio.
I said I had big fun playing drums on them joints, man. I was just listening to them songs. I was like, man, I was having big fun playing drums on them joints, man.
Man, and you're singing lead as well?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, when I first started singing and playing, it was I would sing from the drums. And then we got Roger Parker to play drums live, but I still played the drums in the studio on the records. He did play drums on one track, Spice of My Life. He played drums on that joint.
Man, I am so excited for you. That must have been a wonderful combination. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, coming from a 17-piece salsa band that was touring with Willie Bobo and Eddie Palmieri and Mongo Santa Maria, to come from that and then join the mighty funk band Slave, and then we just laid down some straight-up funk. Man, it was a wonderful thing to step between those two worlds.
Man, you know, I mean, just
right.
coming from
right.
the world that I came from, and just, you know, and then when you guys came out, that and really for me, it stood out when you became the lead singer. It was just a whole another sound, and that's not to say anything negative about anybody else, but what you brought to the table was just such a unique sound. I mean, I could listen to some of the songs that you did, and they didn't even have to have harmonies in the choruses, and most of the songs had backgrounds and harmonies in the chorus. Well, when you were singing it, you knew it was the hook when the hook came with just a single vocal, and that shows how powerful your melodies were. So it was, man, you did an incredible job, man. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you so much. That means a lot, man. As a vocalist, I was really developing every record. And I was developing a sound and a style at the same time as I was developing into being a lead singer. So, I mean, I'm just thanking God for giving me the opportunity to be able to even do that, because I would have settled for far less and been just as cool.
Right. I heard that, man. I heard that. We truly appreciated what you did, too. And it was obvious because you guys' records sold. So thank you so much for your contribution. We truly appreciate it.
Is that Doug
Who's calling?
This is Doug Grigsby calling. Doug Grigsby calling.
Cool. What's
Doug,
up, Doug?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
All right.
We're doing well.
Man, listen. Steve, it is such a blessing that you're on this show with these brothers. These brothers are fantastic. And I'm just so blessed that they had you go on the show. I do hope that you do the continuation of the show. Man, we have so much in common. I mean, like from back east and the starting and everything. And I do your material when I'm back east with my funk band, Urban Gorilla Orchestra. And
like that name.
And when we like really, really, really take folks out, we'll go ahead and do Weak in the Knees. In fact, we've met at Studio 4, where they had a rap group there, and they covered Weak in the Knees, and I played bass on it.
You're talking about Three Times Dope?
Yes, exactly.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
and we met then, and I mean, brother, I'm telling you, ain't it great how God just like hit your life, and He just lights you up with that kind of thing. I mean, that kind of energy that just touched so many folks, man. And man, you really, really touched touched me. I mean, I let you know that then. I'm letting you know that now. And, man, God bless you, man. And God bless you on everything you're getting ready to do, all your other endeavors. I do believe that few people slept on You Meet My Approval, because that joint, that is the joint, okay?
Hey,
that is truly
bro.
The joint, you know.
Hey, you know what, homie? Same thing. Frankie Crocker used to play that joint like it was a single, man, in New York.
Mm.
Dude, good reason why. That joint was fire.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, homie. I sure appreciate
right.
that. And I sure enjoy right. working with you on that three times dope joint, too.
Yeah, man, it was a blessing,
live
man.
Live from Nicholas Land. I know where you're at with that. Live from Nicholas Land.
More Philly. That's more Philly and let's see, Pisces, right? You're a Pisces, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. March the 5th, my bro.
March the 15th, Marie's birthday, okay?
Yes, sir. That's right, man.
I'm the 16th. DA's a Pisces. What else a Pisces? Come
on. No, I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio.
I'm
a Scorpio. This is Wardell. Wardell's a Scorpio.
See, this is what happened with DA's text.
Yeah.
You get to listen,
you guys,
man.
Take care.
Go. What's
hey,
that
man, glad you called in, my bro.
All right, man.
Okay.
God bless you, man.
You
love
as well.
Love you, man. Love you so much, Doug. Thank you so much.
All right,
man.
Love you guys, too. Be easy.
All right, man.
Okay. All right, Doug. Hey, listen, I'll be in touch with you, Doug. I'll give you a call soon. Okay. But, Steve?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know, that's Tina Marie's musical director as well. He's a bass player and musical director for Tina Marie.
Oh, wow,
man. Yeah.
I didn't know that, man. Wow.
Yeah, he was with her to the end, to the very end.
Oh,
know?
My goodness, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So thanks, Doug. We thank you so much, man, for calling in.
Yeah,
we love you,
much
guys.
Love, man. Much love, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. What happened.
Lord have mercy, she brought some heat.
Yes, she did. Yes, she
Whew.
Did.
Square biz, that's all I got to say.
Well.
Go on, square biz, that's it. That's that thing right there, bro.
You know it, you know it. Not that, you know, folks listening in, they get to hear a conversation with D.A. and Wardell, talking to Steve Arrington, and again, get a surprise visit from Mr. Doug Grisby himself, you know. But that's what I was telling you we're really endeavoring to do with the station is to make sure that the legacy continues. I want to say to the listeners that are listening in, we are going to run out of time. And what we're going to do is get something set up. We're going to get you back real soon and just let you lay out to everybody what you're doing with your upcoming project. Why don't you just take a couple of minutes and share with us what you're doing with that.
Well, I have this new joint coming out, Love, Peace, and Funky Beats. Like I said, in late summer. And, you know, I'm back out here with some new music. And the concept of what I'm doing now is to continue the legacy of great message music, great spiritual music, and great just have a good time music. That's something that we've done back since slavery. There was always a song that we had to make us want to get up as a people the next day after this harsh massa scenario that we was dealing with in slavery. And, you know, I'm coming up through, you know, with through Mahalia Jackson, and then you come up through people like Curtis Mayfield, Sly Stone, Earth, Wind, and Fire. There's always that message music. It's social music. It has a social content. It has a spirituality, and it has a good time. And then I'm continuing in that legacy, and I've been a part of that legacy in my own music. So I just want to continue that. That good news music is what I call it. It's a fusion of social and political and spiritual and a good time, you know what I mean? That's the fusion of it, and that's what Love, Peace, and Funky Beats is all about.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Well, yeah,
wow.
we're going to dig all into that when you come back. Absolutely, because
okay.
I like what I hear already. What do you have in closing?
Well, I just want to say thank you so much, man. You are truly a blessing, and I'm so proud of your accomplishments and how you you know, you made some decisions, some conscious decisions to seek a higher being and to do the right thing for your life, for your soul, and your family. And you have been an inspiration to a lot of musicians. And I just wish you the best success. You keep on doing your thing, man. Radio would love to be able to get your album as soon as you get done with it so we can obviously play it and show the world. Thank you so much, man, for coming in. We love you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Wardell. Man, thank you, D.A. Much love, man. We go back, both of us go back. And here's a drummers, man, to both of my brothers who are drummers and great players, man. Thank you for having me on the show. I look forward to coming back. I've had a wonderful time. Hey, man, this is a blessing. And much love to both of you brothers and to all the people out there listening. Absolutely.
Think that I know you too very well. Wish you knew me. not around. Now the summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I? Not be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my
Wonder, man, oh man, what a beautiful song. And what an amazing interview by Steve Arrington. Thank you so much, Steve. We love you, man. And wow, what an amazing legacy. And I just want all my friends to know that, you know, us drummers can come up to the front and sing hello. Y'all got to give me a microphone and stop playing. Even my church not giving me a microphone. That's not fair. I want to sing too. If Steve can do it, and if Jeffrey Osborne can do it, and man, if all those other Lionel Richie could do it, why can't Wardell Potts Jr. do it? That's not fair. I don't get it. Anyway, all right, but dang, what a great interview. Thanks so much, man. We appreciate you. And DA is doing his thing right now, but I just want to say thanks to DA as well. Great interview. And Dana Myers, I think you called, but I couldn't hear you. If you want to call back in, Dana, please call back in. I couldn't hear you. I clicked on your thing. I knew it was your number. And I heard you were having a difficult time, I guess, turning your microphone on or something. You had something on mute. But if you want to, we got a little bit more time. I know that's your homeboy from Dayton. You know, I know he grew up in Dayton, but he's from Chicago. But if you would like to say anything, Dana Myers, you're always welcome. And also, I want to say, give a shout out to Astrid in the house. What's up, Astrid? How you doing, sweetheart? I hope you're good. Thanks to all of the listeners that hung out with us today, as we are on the road going to celebrate my wife's birthday, and so we will be on the in Austin, Texas, this weekend, having a great time and just being watching her. Be blessed by God, giving her so many years and stuff. So we're going to just have a good time together and go out to Travis Lake. And so, but anyway, yeah, birthday is tomorrow. Gala's birthday tomorrow. So, guys, listen, have a blessed rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records on Solar Records Radio. We appreciate all of you guys, and thanks so much. And sorry, Dana, I don't know what happened, brother. We were trying to talk to you, trying to get you in, but couldn't get you in. But, you got all take care and have a beautiful rest of the evening. And don't forget, tomorrow we celebrate Sound of Los Angeles Records on Solar Records Radio. I like that. All right, guys. Y'all be good. Take care. Good night. God bless.
but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, please, for your sympathy, I don't.